What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Evelyn Cusick is Head of Forecasting with Met Éireann, and I'm delighted to say she joins me now. Evelyn, how are you?
It's great to be here. Nice in the shade, actually. I was a bit worried when you said the roof, but it's lovely.
You thought
isn't
you'd
it?
Be scalded here. Yeah. No, I've a slight solar panel myself on the top of my head, so I was insistent that we'd have to sit in the shade.
Actually, I've just got solar panels in at home.
Wow, well, how are they going?
Boiling. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The water is so hot. Yeah, it's amazing.
I see. You'd be able to sell energy to the grid.
Yeah, it's going back in now. Just, I think, in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
It's just happening.
Well, yeah, that's great,
so
isn't it?
I'm actually going to take a cup of tea and look into my hot press tonight and see it happening, because, you know, that's where the eddy is, the
controls. Oh,
the
yeah.
Control.
All
so
right,
it's,
okay.
It's fun.
You're going to, that's your evening plan is to sit there and watch the hot press do its thing. Tell me, what kind of temperatures will it be outdoors this evening while you're inside looking at the hot press?
Well, it's peaking at the moment. It's 30.5 in Longford, Roscommon, and eastern parts of Mayo, and it's widely 28, 29 degrees around the country. Here in Dublin, I think I'll just check now, in Dublin Airport, I think it's 24, which isn't bad at all. We do have a nice easterly breeze. So actually, the Irish sea temperature is quite high compared to normal. It's about 18 or 19 degrees. Normally, it's about 16 degrees. So it's a good time for a dip as well. So as you know, we have yellow and orange level warnings out, the first time ever for heat. So it's...
Sorry, I was going to ask about that, because we were trying to remember back in 2018, when there had been a really good spell of good weather and there was a drought, if there had been weather warnings then.
We had a high temperature, but it only for a few days. The thing about 2018 was it was warm and dry and sunny for a prolonged period rather than the heat. You know, rather than
it didn't
than
get very hot.
Correct, yeah.
But
yeah.
It was just for a long time.
Yeah, and in fact, the nights were, I won't say cool, but they were refreshing. So the reason we have warnings, I mean, nobody's hopefully going to die in 27 or 30, and a lot of people are used to it going abroad. Well, not recently, yeah, but, yeah. You know, 30 is nothing if you're down in Spain. But what's unusual for are the nighttime temperatures, and I know a lot of people are finding it uncomfortable, and if you're anyway ill at all, like, it's terrible, because the body can't really recover. And we define a tropical night as nighttime temperatures that don't fall below 20 degrees Celsius, and that's the reason for the warning, if you like. It's not for the high temperatures, it's for the temperatures not getting down low at night. So it's kind of more a health warning, really.
And how low have they been staying consistently above 20 overnight?
We actually haven't got to, it's dropped a bit below 20 just around dawn, but I think tonight and tomorrow night they'll stay up around the 20 generally. Yeah, I know, it's very warm, but it's not even say the lowest temperature is just before dawn, which is about 5 a.m. now, quarter to five or that. But when normal average people go asleep or try to sleep, it's between, let's say, 10 and midnight. But the temperature is still 26.
It's,
do you know what I mean?
It's impossible.
So forget the and remember also that your house is a storage heater, so it's heating up to, I don't know, you're too young to remember storage heaters, but they're...
Oh, no. Evan, you do me the justice. I remember storage heaters.
So basically our houses are storage heaters, so they take in the heat during the day and then they release that heat at night. So forget even the meteorological temperature, it's augmented by the heat pumping in from the walls. So the big hint then is to close your curtains during the day and to block out the sun as much as you can.
But leave the windows open behind them?
Yeah, and not on the sunny side. Don't open the window on the sunny wall because you're letting in the heat. Open the windows on the cold side of the house.
Okay.
And then
we've been doing that wrong now for the last
few
days.
Well, look, don't beat yourself up. Do it this evening.
Ah, no, it's grand. Sorry, Evelyn, no, it's grand. It's the kids' bedroom. It's their problem.
Well, anything that puts them... if it doesn't work. But open your windows on the cold side of the house. And then in the evening, obviously, you know, be careful. You know, don't let in the foxes or, you know, be careful. Don't go to bed with the windows open. But open the windows on the north side, if you like.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that'll cool it down a bit, but keep those curtains closed to stop the sun shining into it.
Stop the sun shining in, yeah.
What weather system is causing this at the moment?
Our dear departed colleague, Michael Gilligan, Andrea's father, grandfather, actually. Yeah, he trained me in a Met Aaron. So when the reporters used to ring us in the early days in the 80s, why is it so warm? Why is it so sunny? He'd say, look, the sun is shining and it's July, okay? But it's obviously more than that now because, you know, 30 degrees isn't normal in Ireland. So to answer your question, okay, the sun is shining, it's July. But in addition, we have a warm air mass which has originated in the tropics and it's moved up across North Africa and up over Western Europe and up over Ireland. So in addition to the heat from the sun, you're also getting warm air. And that's why it's staying warm at night because normally it gets cooler when the sun goes in. But the air is intrinsically warm. Is that?
Yeah, that makes sense. How long is it going to last?
So we're going to get tomorrow and Friday out of it. Now, for the extreme heat, I'm talking about the 30 plus.
Because there's a lot of talk of the weather breaking for the weekend. And I look at my Met Aaron app.
Thank you.
And it's still about 20 degrees.
It is.
Right through into next week.
You're right, Kieran. And indeed, it could be 23, 24, which is very decent. So the weather is going to stay warm. But we are... And for many will be delighted to hear this. We're going to lose the extreme heat.
Yeah, okay. So we'll lose that extreme heat. The other thing that people might like the idea of is a nice quick shower, freshen up the air. They've been getting a bit of that in Donegal today.
You're on the ball. You must have seen that on the Met Aaron radar.
I am all over that Met Aaron weather app. Morning, noon,
so
and night.
So actually, if people... please do download the app and because the radar is fantastic. And in fact, this afternoon, little crosses appeared over Donegal and that was a sign of spherics, which are lightning strikes. They have cleared away now, thankfully, from Donegal. So really tomorrow and the day after, staying very hot and sunny and there isn't really a likelihood of showers. But then for later Friday and over the weekend, there is a chance of some showers. But staying warm, but not as hot, and quite warm for next week. More normal, if we'd say.
So
I don't be the bearer of doom and gloom.
No, plenty of decent weather for farmers, though, cutting crops.
Yeah, they'll be looking for rain soon, won't they?
Oh, sure, look, they're never happy. Is that what you're trying to say?
But not the farmers. What do you call it? Irish Water will be ringing me up now looking for some rain.
Oh, they will, they'll have a hosepipe ban coming before we know it. Listen, we were talking about this yesterday on the show about the weather, and of course, we started talking about climate change.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, do you think it's the role of Met Aaron to talk about climate change in weather forecasts,
well,
for example?
Well, not in sort of a day-to-day weather forecast, because weather is day-to-day, whereas climate is, you know, average out over a long period. But of course, Met Aaron has a climatology department, and we do run our climate models. And occasionally, I think the weather forecaster on TV at night, if there's something exceptional, we will mention it, and we do mention it in our... But obviously not on a day-to-day, because climate is averaged out over a period. But at the moment, there's such extreme weather in Ireland. Obviously, the question is the weather over Ireland at the moment due to climate change? Well, the answer to that is that in a warming world, we do expect more events like this. So we're not attributing this particular one. It's exceptional, but it's not unbelievable. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yes.
We had that longer spell in 2018 and going way back to the undertones, even before then, 1976 was a really massive heat wave. Actually, 1975 and 1976, I actually remember that because that's when I did my leaving cert. And they were two massive heat waves. But if you compare, okay, let's say at the moment over Ireland, this current heat wave, we've got 6 days heat wave at the moment and we're going to get another two. We may even break our record. Maybe not. It's 30.5 today, maybe 31 tomorrow. But let's just put 2018, that's the most recent, in context compared to 1976. Worldwide, there's literally a world of difference there, that globally, the global temperatures in 76 were actually quite a deal lower than 2018.
Right.
So it really is unequivocal. Now, you know, was it a month ago or in the end of May, June, the awful heat in Canada?
Yes.
Okay, so climatologists have done what's called an attribution study. So really quick, normally it takes a few months, but they've done a rapid attribution study. And they've shown that that heat wave, the average temperatures of that was 2 degrees higher because of global warming, because of the greenhouse gases. I mean, that was exceptional. And then look at the awful, dreadful flooding and, you know, how many, over 200 lives lost in Germany and eastern Belgium, several hundred millimetres of rain. Those extremes in weather are due to a weakening of the jet stream, which is directly attributable to, you know, the increase in temperature at the Arctic. The Arctic ice is melting rapidly.
I love hearing Evelyn as one listener in 53106. She makes things so understandable. She certainly does. And Evelyn, listen, thanks a million for coming in and joining us here on The Hard Shoulder.
I hope everyone really enjoys the weather, because we've had such an awful year and a half. So, I don't want to be emphasising the negative.
We won't emphasise it. We're celebrating the weather here today on The Hard Shoulder. Evelyn Cusick, Head of Forecasting with Met Air. And Henry McKean has been out and about trying to visit those parts of the country that are hitting the highest temperatures. We're going to hear from Henry next. Stay with us.